Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Every 4 years, a day is added to the Gregorian calendar, giving us February 29th. Monmouth University's Associate Professor of American History, Catherine Parkin, discusses an antiquated tradition that takes place each leap year.
American custom holds that in a leap year, women can ask men to marry them. This unusual tradition ostensibly served as a safety valve for women's frustration at being dependent on men in deciding their marital destiny. However, it also functioned as a form of false empowerment for women, and by virtue of its exceptionalism, falling only once every 4 years, also served to reinforce traditional gender roles. Leap year captured the imagination of Americans throughout much of the 20th century. Americans bought and sent millions of leap year postcards in 1908 and 1912, with most ridiculing women as desperate and aggressive in their efforts to capture a man. Most newspaper columnists used the tradition to reinforce women's interest in marriage and their submissive role within it, and did so into the late 1960s. The primary exception was internationally syndicated columnist Dorothy Dix, who contended in 1928, "The right to pop the question is the only right that men have now that women do not possess. The privilege of helping pick out the town dog catcher or deciding on who is going to be president for the next 4 years is a poor thing compared with the privilege of picking out the father of your children and the man with whom you are going to have to live for the next 40 years." Even as women gained social, political, and economic power, they continued to find their ability to pursue marriage as equals undermined by a narrow understanding of romantic courtship. Unlike other cases of gender inequality tried in the court of law, the leap year custom found itself a loser in the court of public opinion. Marriage proposals remained the responsibility and prerogative of men, while women were left to wait, no matter what year it was.
That was Monmouth University's Catherine Parkin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.